Why my horses always throw wide?
What's he doing on this? No cover. Yes! She's back! Woo.
Hello and welcome to Three Wide No Cover. I'm your host, Mick Wall. Couldn't be happier to be here. We're heading to Sandown this week, Julian Valance. How are you?
We are. Yeah, no, good racing. Look, no group racing anywhere in Australia in terms of the group ones, but we've still got plenty of winners and hopefully we can steer the punters into a few.
Simon Marshall, pleasure to have you as always, mate.
Oh, it's not. The pleasure's all mine. Don't worry about that, folks. I can't help but notice you got your concert jacket on this show. Where are we? You're going away next week. What are some of the concerts you're going to be visiting when in LA?
I don't know. I think probably pretty quiet on the concert front, I think, mate.
My mail is that's a good jacket for Ariana.
Ariana Grande, I think, is what you mean,
Grande. Is that right? You're going there?
I might just get there for a bit of the vibe, just see what Madison Square Garden can put out there at that stage. But I don't know what artist might be there. It could be any kind of artist, so we'll see what happens.
There it is, folks.
There you go. Great start, as always.
Thank you. Next.
Let's get things on track now, Julesy, with your track report. Focusing on Sandown?
Yeah, we are focusing on Sandown. Rail out 5 metres the entire. Now, soft 7 at the moment, so we've had a fair bit of rain Wednesday. Then we've got 3 sort of drying days, a little bit of rain maybe on Friday. Look, this track doesn't dry as well as a Flemington or Caulfield, but I still think we can get into the soft 5 range, soft 7 at the moment. What we need to understand here, Sandown Lakeside punters, we want to be on speed. The leaders do have a big advantage, no matter which way you cut it. Leaders hugely advantaged, so I want to be on speed, especially on Saturday. It just seems when they go around that lakeside bend, the leader seems to get a length or 2 lengths in front, and the horses behind seem to lose 2 lengths. It's a huge advantage. They Shanghai off the bend. That's where I'm going to be focusing my energy on speed.
All right, one to keep in mind there. We're going to have a look at 4 races at Sandown. The first one we're going to have a look is race 5. Pacadali is our $2.40 favourite. Thundercloud, $4.50. Beau Balmain, $4.80. We get out to double figures from there. Luca Ballard, $11. Lamborghini, $11. Willy, $11. Also, Julesy, the map and your tip.
Map, Darabad and One for Later. Expect them both to go forward, but not expecting huge amounts of speed. What we saw last start was Pacadali get the job done at Caulfield. I thought it was a really good win back in 2017, this time of year. Back in 2017, this horse put 3 2,000-metre wins together, and I think that's what we might see again. I can't see this horse going backwards from what it did last start. I thought it was really good. It was really strong through the line. And the way this race sets up, I just think it sets up for it again to be able to produce a finishing burst that's good enough to win the race. Most of its best efforts have been out of sort of moderate tempos. Well, I expect the moderate tempo again. And I expect last 400, last 200, which was the best of the day last start, I expect that again, and I think if that happens, I don't think they'll beat Pacadali. $2.40, I think that's about its right price. I expect him to win.
Great, Julesy. And as we usually go, are you happy to play at that, or do you think it'll ease out?
No, I don't think it will. It's a really interesting one because Beau Balmain's a second pick, and it's about $4.80. Yep. Now, these two horses met last start when Pacadali won. Pacadali, $4.80. Beau Balmain was $13. So that's about 13% difference in the market at the moment. $2.40 Pacadali versus $4.80 is about 20% in the market. So off that, I think that 20% is about right. I reckon that's the range. So I can't see Beau Balmain taking any more of the market share. I'm going with Pacadali. I think the price is about right.
There you go. SD, that's a big push by Julesy. Where do you stand?
It seems to be a lock-in for Pacadali, and in 2017 when he won those 3 in a row, I think he was seen walking into a Kylie Minogue concert with that jacket on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it stood the test of time.
I don't know any of her songs, so I can't...
I can't believe he ran 5th at Flemington Pacadali in that race. Those horses that beat him a couple of starts back were in this...
Like Emotions one.
Yeah. And would have been, what about I'm Spinning Around?
Oh, yeah.
Would have been one of your faves.
Yeah. Racing boys, racing.
T.O. Nugent rides this horse. I love the use of the claim, and he's in at the right time of the year, Pacadali. And guess what? The wetter, the better. He'll just get through this, no problem. Darabad, One for Later, Willy, all will roll forward. Lucas was, Thundercloud's the other horse that I wanted to mention in the race. He's gone out in the market, 4.40 out. Look, the wetter, the better for him. Steel Prince and the Hangman form. good enough for him to find some form here. Sandown, Lakeside. He'd be the danger to Packer-Daly, but he looks a lock-in.
Just want to talk about Packer-Daly as well. T.O. Nugent, he's riding sensationally in June, going at about 26%. We always put it in context. His career is going at 14%. And when he matches up with Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace, 17 from the last 67, again, going at around 26-27%. So 3 kilo claim, really important this time of year,
kids,
I reckon.
This time 3 kilo claim and going at 26%. That's as good as of a push as you're going to hear on this show. All right, we'll jump now into the second leg of the quaddie. We're going to look at race 7. For some reason, we didn't want to look at race 6. We'll find out why later. Race 7, Street Chic is your favourite at $4.80. Heir to the Throne, $7.50. Mr. Reckless, $9. Joined by Phone Me at $9. Hypnose at $9 also. Ballet Master at $9.50. Handsome Return also at $9.50. Real logjam here. I mean, it's basically $5 the field and 7 horses under $10. Jules, how's the map looking? How do we take this apart?
Yeah, tough race. It looks a tough race. It's a big field. But look, there's not a lot of speed. Horses like Tavi, My Friend, will go forward. Royal Thunder, Heir to the Throne, Snip Fit. I think they'll all try and roll forward, but I don't know if they'll all be breakneck speed. I think they'll find their positions, and then I think it'll be just an even speed for a mile race. It's a tricky race. I will mention the favourite here, Street Chic. I haven't tipped it on top, but it's an interesting horse for me, and there's a reason why I find it really interesting is Patrick Payne's got a sensational record when he takes his horses to the races. He doesn't often have Damien Oliver in the saddle. I couldn't find one for this year or even last year. So he's got Damien Oliver. I think that's a really big engagement for Paddy Payne. Interesting to see if he continues to use him over through the rest of the year, because I think that his horses might continue to improve if that happens. It's a great engagement, so interesting to see how that horse goes with Ollie in the camp. I've gone with Danon Roman. It's not even on the first screen there you came up with, Wally. He's around $14, $15.
Into 12 now, Julesy.
Okay, so look, gelded between the breaks, so he was gelded, then he came back and resumed. Now, in that race with Be Good to Your Mother, that way that track played at Caulfield, you needed to be on speed, and the race shape just didn't suit. It was out the back, and I just thought James Winks looked after him. He didn't knock him about at all. I thought it was okay through the line. Now go to 1,600 metres, been gelded, and now the blinkers go on first time. This is real intent for this horse. I love the camp, Anthony Friedman. I think this horse can settle just off midfield. I wouldn't be surprised to see this run a huge race at a price for you, Danon Roman. I'm really keen on this horse today, on Saturday.
Tell you what, I don't know what's happened. Maybe this is Julesy because he's going away for a month and he's just like chips in on everything. Really keen on Packer-Daly, really keen here at a big price. SD, there's going to be value whichever way you go in this race, right?
Yes, it's a Festivus for the rest of us.
There you go.
Yeah, just joining in with Julesy there. Street Chic, you mentioned the speed chart in this race. It's going to be mumbled early doors. Some jockeys from outside barriers that want to be handy will need to work and get across. This is race 7 on a track that's probably chewing out on the inside. So beware, punters, on what the track's playing like this. So Streak Sheet gets back to midfield. Ollie will be looking to get off the fence with him. He's a horse that needs all the luck in the whole wide world. He's more recognised like Tom Melbourne for running second and not actually hitting the wire. So Streak Sheet, happy to take him on. Hypnos is the horse that I like. I like the use of the claim here. The Kiwi horse. Remember, he won a listed race over 1,400 metres back in New Zealand on a heavy track, and then he ran into Madison County at Group 1 level. He's run at Caulfield last start. He was off the bridle down the side. I don't think he appreciated Caulfield that much because Legulate slipped up inside his left shoulder and just put him off the wrong leg, and he couldn't get back on his right leg. But I like the way he just stuck to his task and he whacked away okay. Finds his right race with a forgiving track at Benchmark 78 here in the use of the claim. I like this horse at a price around the $9. He's got the class, he's placed well, and he's going to get a nice run with just a little bit of cover in the race. And I just think down that middle of the track at this stage of the day will suit a horse like him running on. Fonami is the horse dropping back from 1,600 metres, which will suit in this race as a danger.
There you go, Fonami, Julesy.
I looked it up, phone me.
I watched the replay just before I came on.
Oh, there you go. I just would have gone without a spell.
You've got the little bit of homework.
So there you go. So clearly in that one, you can back both and then save on the save on the fave as well with Oliver aboard, and you can just have all sorts of fun that race, but it still looks pretty open. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got two more races from Sandown, and then we're going to go around the country.
We're mature.
Hello, welcome back to Three Wide No Cover. We're going to have a look now at Race 8 at Sandown. Waging War is our favourite here. Currently at $3.80. Al Ghulal at $5.50. Odeon $6.50. Spanahead $7.50. Mr. Marathon Man $9. Belf Choice $12. And Alpassim at $13. Julesy, you know the deal, mate. Map and tip.
Yeah, map and tip. Map important here, I think. I think the two leaders might be hard to beat, and I think they'll be Alpassim and Odeon. Then other horses, I think Spanahead should get a beautiful run just behind leader. The way it's going is a chance. And Belf's Choice, don't know where Mr. Marathon Man gets. Ollie might have a bit of a trick there because I think they'll want to push forward but could end up three wide, dare I say, at no cover. Where did I settle? Well, I settled on the horses that I thought would be on speed, and one of them is Alpassim. I just think this might be a little bit of a setup here, 1,600 metres. Now, 42 days between runs, sometimes you think that can be a problem, but this horse off that kind of freshen runs really well. Back in July, I think it was. No, it was September 2018. Came off 49 days and ran third in a listed race at Moonee Valley to a horse called Land of Plenty. I don't think there's much speed in this race. That'll suit this horse. Moderate tempo then can zip home, especially the way I think this track's going to play. I think Alpassim off 42 days. No worries about that. It's about $13. Again, you can play each way, punters. I'm with Alpassim. Dwayne Dunn's riding like a demon at the moment.
Very good, Julesy. And Julesy, before we go to SD here, I asked you about the favourite before we came on air, Waging War, and you said you can win, you just didn't like the price, and it's already $3.50 out to $3.80. What price should the punters be waiting for before they're getting around that sort of horse?
Yeah, look, I've marked him $4.50, yep. So I couldn't entertain him until it got to around that price. I think he'll be on speed, and obviously he won last start at Adelaide. I didn't think that Adelaide race went sensationally. He'd want to get to $4.50 plus for me to start entertaining him. It's $3.80 at the moment. Well, I think the market might rally around him. I wouldn't be surprised if he got back even into shorter price. But for me, he's just not a bet that I can have at the price that I've got him.
There you go. And Julesy, the reason I bring that up, of course, is SD sidestepping the favourite as well. You like another one, SD?
If Odium doesn't look the winner in this race, something wrong. He's run at Flemington where he was beaten 0.2 of a length last start when the blinkers went on and he led. I thought was terrific. He's had a good gallop. His confidence is up. He's very good on a soft track. I don't mind this horse drawn out a little to work across and maybe sit on the outside of a horse like Alpassim will be tough to beat at the mile at good value. So maybe in exotics, and with your new app, folks, you can jump on your exotics. Just hit that straight away so you don't miss out and it'll sort it out for you. Check it out on your Sportsbet app. But Odeon, he's a horse. If Plenciel and Harrapaugh were in this race, where would you mark them, Jules?
Yeah, well, I mean, they'd be clear two top picks, absolutely.
All right, so he's got very good form against those two horses. He shapes up against them. I just think this is his race here at Sandown on speed mile. He's in good form and he's ready to win. Odeon on top for me. Spanahead, I must mention, will get the best run in the race. 54.5 kilos. If she can perform anywhere near her second to Egg Tart, I think that she's also one to play in your exotics as well.
There you go. And Spanahead coming off that cracking win also for me. Tell me. Company, less company, but this should be a good one. All right, let's have a look at the Get Out Boys. Race 9 at Sandown to finish the day off. Buffalo River at $4.80, Fabric $3.80. Fabric $4, Asgad Massif at $5.50, Chamel Glass $9.50, joined by Sizzle Me at $9.50 also. Our Campagna at $13. Jules, you had a win on that in the midweek special recently. And Cosmic Alert at $16. Have a look, mate.
Yeah, look, bit of speed here. Gennady and Asgard Massif have drawn sort of 10 and 13 respectively, so I expect those two horses to go forward. They've both got claimers, so I expect them to roll the dice and roll forward. So I think there'll be some good speed, but here's where I think the race absolutely is crucial, and it's the first 200 metres, and I speak to specifically Damien Oliver. I want him to be forward on a horse called Buffalo River. Could even lead. It's got the ability to be able to lead. It's got the gate speed to lead. So I definitely want this horse in the first four. If it is in the first four, I think it's the winner. It's a US import. It went to Ballarat, was backed off the map, $4.80 into around $5 to $2 or $3.50, and won very, very well. Came home, the race went really fast, but it still had came home in last 400, last 200, really good sections. I think this horse will continue to improve. It's a horse that looks to have great scope. I'm with Buffalo River. I think this is a really good bet in the last race. I'm pretty keen on the card, to be honest, at Sandown, Wooly. I think it's a race that we can try and fill our boots, to be honest.
I can tell. This is fantastic. And what better way to fill your boots, SD, than in the last? SD, I had a look at the rundown. I might be wrong here, but I understand you may agree with Joy.
Yeah, look, his first Oz start at Ballarat, to me, was a real trial. And let's see how this horse goes against the older horses. Three-year-olds beating the older horses at this time of the year is a really good sign because he burnt the candle at both ends. You could see Ollie was just wanting to take a sit on him that first couple of furlongs. And he just over-raced on the Chewy. But as good as Damien Oliver is, he let him slide. And he did a fair bit of work. But that one furlong of rest between the 8 and the 600 was able to balance him up, get around that bend, and he had another kick. And to me, on the line, he seemed to have a second win. So he's back against three-year-olds here. He's got the use of a mid-barrier draw, and being race 9, I think Ollie will know where the best going is by then, so that gives him options. I'm not worried about his gait. Sandown will suit him running up the hill to help him relax, because horses that over race a little bit at Sandown, when you're running up that hill and you're pulling onto someone's shirt, folks, you're working twice as hard. So Ollie will know that, and you let him just roll into the bridle and let him find his feet when he gets to that 850 metre bend. This really sets up well at 3-year-old level for Buffalo River. He can use Jenna Day outside him, and also Asgard Massif, who like to roll forward as well. So he'll have them on his right shoulder and in control of the race. We like Damien Oliver in that dominating position, especially in the last race 9. So on with you, Julesy. I think he's the horse to definitely beat. Fabric's an interesting runner, the filly taking on the Colts and Geldings here. She was terrific last start. The Fidelia Forms was franked when she won that 1,400 metre gallop. She'll get a really nice run from that inside barrier. Williams sticks with her, and she's my horse outside of Buffalo Drive to cause a bit of an upset there. But I think he's something special, like Julesy mentioned, at this time of the year. He's second on start, Buffalo Drive.
There you go. Buffalo River, ladies and gentlemen, for the double with the boys. What a way to finish your day. We'll take a break now. When we come back, we're going to go around the country, and we've got another 3-wide no cover multi for you. He's checking Hello, welcome back to 3-Wide No Cover. It's the best time of the show. It's time to go around the country.
Yeah. Before we do that, I just wanted to touch on race 6 at Sandown Lakeside. Someone's got a runner. The reason we didn't touch on race 6 is because we didn't want to cause any controversy. How's El Vinciatore going to go? You got a runner in race 6. Is that a little fresh enough since Flemington?
Yeah, look, we're just a bit of a lid on at the moment. It hasn't been that well backed. It had a tough start at Flemington the last time. It was only its fourth start. He's still young, still learning. Yeah. Found the track a bit hard, but after a bit of acupuncture and all those things, I assume taking the day spa and a little bit of pampering, he's back. Well, he'll go well. The soft ground will help. He's a good trying horse. We saw that at Warrnambool SD. Likes to fight. The extra distance will help. We'll wait and see. But
Dogmatic's the one to beat.
Not for me, mate. I can't have it, but that's all right. It's all right. Julesy, you on Dogmatic?
Oh, it's a definite winning chance. Shout out to Emma. I'm not going to be on it, and that's no disrespect to the camp or to the horse, because I think it's going absolutely sensationally. Gets its right race again, but I just marked it a little bit bigger than what the market's got it at the moment.
I actually, joke aside, good luck, Em, for that one there. No, seriously, good luck. It's SD, obviously, there. Two sports bet family horses going around, Dogmatic and El Vinciatore. Very different ends of the market. But let's go to Perth now. The punters don't really mind too much about that, but what they do want to hear is Joy and Valance's WA tip.
Race 8, number 18. It's called Free Trade. 3 from 4. This is a really nice horse. Last start went out faster than the group 3, and they came home faster. We speak about it consistently, and these horses just don't let you down. If you go out fast and still got the ability to come home and run a good last 400, last 200, you just always want to be with these horses. Second and third have since won that race that it came out of, Free Trade. I expect it to win again. It's a really progressive animal.
Beautiful. Now, next, Julesy, of course, in Adelaide. Morphettville, race three, I think we're playing.
Race three, number one, Hussey's Glow, 2,000 metre plus race here. I think the soft track will suit. Got beaten by All Too Hewing last start. All Too Hewing came out and won again. The third horse, Lost Art, came out and won again. So it's good form. I think he can just be in the right spot at the right time. I think the race lacks depth, and I think it gets its opportunity here on a soft track.
Rock sold at $2.40 since opening. SD, Morphettville?
Most winners get into the right spot at the right time when they win, don't they, Julesy?
Well, if they hit the winning post at the right time.
South Australia, race six, number eight. Beat Boy, Beat Boy. Bring that Bronski Beat Boy.
Wow.
This horse, second at Ballarat to Dogmatic last start. He goes back to Morphettville. He's drawn in, the big fella. You look at the size of him. He's a powerhouse. And he'll stay at the mile. He likes a bit of juice out of the track. One of the favourites, Going Gaga. He's got no wet track form. 5-1 equal favourite to the stable mate, the toppy. But I think at $8.50, he's a good each way bet. 68, Bronski.
There you go, SD. Nice little SD wrote a song there, apparently, because I haven't heard it before.
Yeah.
Julesy, you are going up to the sunny state. Who have we got, mate?
Yeah, we go to Ipswich for the time-honoured Ipswich Cup and the eyeliner, but I'm going to try and find your winner in race two. The horse's number 11, Karaja. It's only had one go, but its trial at Gold Coast I thought was really good. Look, I don't think I've ever tipped a horse coming out of Ballina Maiden, but I'm doing it here. It absolutely smashed the clock in this race. Last 400, 22.5. Last 200, 11.1. That is simply outrageous. I think this is a horse could be a fairly nice horse in the making. Karaja, I'm with Hit. It is coming out of Ballina, but you still got to do the time, and it did the time. So we're with it.
There you go. $3.62. Nice price, Julesy. SD, who do you like?
Thought Good Way would be hard to beat in the feature there, the eyeliner. He's second up after his first up run, running third. But I'm going to go with Winter Passage. She's pretty much foolproof to run the place each way here. Drawn nice, 2 from 2 at the trip. And I think she trialled really well looking at that. And she's drawn in, just have to get off the fence. I believe the fence isn't the best at Ip of the Switch. So Winter Passage for me, though, she'll look the winner a long way from home.
$10.
There you go.
Yeah, value at the moment. Good on you, Steve. Something for the punters. Julesy, Sydney.
Got two. Race one, number five, Rotator. Put the writing on the wall last start. Best last 400, last 200 of the day, that race. So I think he can win. It's well placed. And race five, number 10, Quackerjack. On the quick backup, coming out of a fast run race. Goes to 1,800 metres for the first time, but coming out of a fast run race. No issue with the extra 200 metres now. We like that about our horses.
$1.85 and $2.10 respectively. $4 double there. More if you power plant. And Quackerjack's last win was fantastic. SD, who do you like in Sydney?
8.12. She's back. Sylvia's mother. She's big. She's lean. She's an unbelievable athlete. Just like Maria Sharapova, she reminds me of. And as Tommy Berry will go past him at the 100 metre mark, he'll go, that. And remember, she won three in a row. She beat Alessio, who won a Group 2, Group 3.
Yeah.
And then she ran into Nikita Jane. She's back. Tommy Berry, Team Hawks, Sylvia's mother.
We've lost control there. Double your money there. $2. Your best in Melbourne, Julesy.
Pacadali, we spoke about him.
Beautiful.
Dogmatic in race six.
Nah, enough from you. That'll do. All right. Let's have a look at panel beaters. All right. Panel beaters this week. I'm just waiting to see what we've got here.
Yeah, Silent Roar.
I was so thrown by Dogmatic from yesterday.
Come on.
Silent Roar, $2.80 currently, but of course we'll give you best fuck. Who are we taking, Jules?
Looks the winner, Silent Roar, so we're cast. We'll take Global Sanction.
There you go. Good luck. Free money for you then, Silent Roar. Free wide, no cover multi.
Silent Roar the place, into Pacadali the place. Also for the punters out there, two-year-olds against the older horses in June and July, they win 20%. Get involved.
Good
just
luck
be
with
Vegas, the two-year-olds.
Mate. Good luck with Ariana Grande.
Thank you, Julesy. Have a great break.
Benny Clifton's coming up next week.
Yeah, we've got Benny Clifton joining us next week. Have a great weekend. Please gamble responsibly if you are having a pun out there. And if you get out to Sandown, come and find me. I'll be the bloke crying after his horse loses. See you later.